Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is The All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine. Never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm David Madden, and here's what's happening. COVID numbers in Philadelphia are going in the wrong direction. And that means the city may not get into the green phase of reopening next week. There's also a mandatory mask order for anyone within 6 feet of someone, inside or out. Details from KYW's Mike Daugherty.
Cases in teenagers and young adults are on the rise, though city officials don't think that has anything to do with the protests and riots from earlier this month.
Teenagers between the ages of 16 to 19 that appear to be from them attending social events.
Health Commissioner Dr. Tom Farley says the goal is to have 100% of people wearing masks, and a study finds compliance is falling way short. Just over half of people at SEPTA stations are wearing masks, and about 4 out of 5 people leaving stores are wearing masks.
We're really pleading with business owners to take this seriously.
Dr. Farley says they are seeing continued progress at nursing homes and in prisons where case numbers have been declining. A delay to the green phase means people will have to wait at least another week to hit the gym, visit the mall or a museum. Pools and salons would still be allowed to remain open. Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio.
Pennsylvania has a new plan to ease coronavirus restrictions in nursing homes and the like. We get that story from KYW's Hadass Kuznets.
According to new guidance issued by the Wolf administration, long-term care facilities would be required to meet several prerequisites before beginning the governor's three-step reopening process. Those prerequisites include administering tests within 24 hours of a resident showing symptoms of COVID, developing a plan of isolation for residents diagnosed with COVID, developing a safe visitation plan, establishing written screening protocols for staff, having adequate staffing and PPE, and posting an implementation plan to the facility's website. Once those guidelines are met, a facility can begin the three-step reopening process, which includes making sure there are no new coronavirus cases for 14 consecutive days during each step of the process. Hadass Kuznets, KYW News Radio.
Many recent high school graduates are having a hard time deciding whether to attend a college or university this fall. Institutions are finding ways to help them in these days of social distancing and such. The incoming class of 2024 at Rowan University, for example, is being offered an online option which goes a little further than what many are used to. Rowan spokesman Joe Cardona.
Students are now a little bit more accustomed to taking courses online. The piece that we know that students really want is they want to know that it's a program where they're going to be receiving some kind of support, as well as they like the idea of a connection to the campus itself.
So how about living on campus? The Rowan at Home plan offers that option. But wherever they may live, they'll have access to all services, including activities and sports. All program participants will go through their first year as a group and have the option of staying with the program in their sophomore year. Princeton University is taking the name of former president and New Jersey Governor Woodrow Wilson off of its School for Public Policy in the wake of mounting calls to address racial injustice in this country. The Board of Trustees has decided that, and I quote, Wilson's racist views and policies make him an inappropriate namesake. The 28th president, who served a century ago, supported segregation and spoke favorably about the Ku Klux Klan. The school will now be known as the Princeton School of Public and International Affairs. Camden is planning to rename Woodrow Wilson High School as well. Philadelphia's homicide rate is en route to breaking another record. The city's top cop has a plan to combat that. Story from KYW crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson.
In the 30-page plan, Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw, who was unavailable for comment or an interview, expands Operation Pinpoint, which focuses on high-crime districts immediately analyzing surveillance video and talking to witnesses on scene. She wants to, quote, enhance human and technology resources, creating smaller district task forces for major shooting incidents, and she's established an accountability chart for all levels of her department and how they'll work with prosecutors. Outlaw lists her 7 major goals, including reducing shootings by a quarter next year and improving the homicide clearance rate, or the solving of murders, to 65%. Currently, half are solved. Mayor Jim Kenney supports the plan and says it's written into next year's budget, even with a push to defund the police. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio.
That's the All Local presented by Penn Medicine. Never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm David Madden. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.